So it is a cup of tea show. That's the title of the show. I must admit, we're having a beer. I'm on lager, and I'm with Russ Pritchard, the musician, and of course the Liverpool fan who's on a pint of Guinness. Russ, nice one.
Nice one. Nice to be here. Nice to be having a pint of Guinness.
I know. Yeah. We might have just caught this between lockdowns. We'll be honest with you. It's looking a bit ropey at the moment, but
I know. I mean, hopefully it fucking doesn't. But it has done. It's like when we're speaking now is the day when Boris has announced it. If you know what I mean, innit? So it sort of feels, I did feel it today. I felt oh shit, that old thing again. Do you know what I mean? It's a bit grim. Hopefully it won't do it. Hopefully they can manage it enough now or whatever. And they're talking about testing everyone a lot, aren't they?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I think, and that's, that was a good thing that he said. I was made up that he said that. I mean, he's a cunt, can you swear?
Yeah.
And, but he's a top cunt, isn't he? But at least saying he was talking about if a scenario where if you test everyone, you get a passport, if you like to say, I've been tested this morning, that means I can come to the gig tonight, or I can go to the footy. It gets you it gets you to pass into a fucking social event or whatever. So I suppose, and that's kind of, he was saying that's a big idea, but and it's a long way to go to that, but at least then you're thinking, well, that's a way at least doing a gig again.
Yeah.
And going the footy, you know what I mean?
Have you missed gigging?
Well, funny for us, we were doing a year out, really.
Okay.
So we missed Glastonbury. We were just went in March, just as it happened. We were about to do a charity gig in London for the Teenage Cancer Trust. A couple of other gigs built in around it, but they're basically just to do the other gig, really, you know what I mean? So we were just going to do that, and then we had a couple of gigs around Glastonbury, which had not long been announced as well in the March, you know what I mean? So that was all we lost. We were having it basically a year out, if you know what I mean. We just finished 2 years loads of touring, so it's kind of we're done for a bit. But Glastonbury got off with it. It was the 50th anniversary thing that was meant to be. So I mean, it would have been amazing. We were going to be before McCartney on Saturday night. I mean, it might still happen. We don't know. I don't think it will. Honestly, but, just being pessimistic.